This is Kennedy Launch Control, minus 4 minutes and counting on Apollo 14. We are go with the mission at this time. Spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin pulled the key elements as far as spacecraft operations are concerned and received a go all the way down, including three strong goes from the three pilots on board the spacecraft. The abort engine lights now have come on as cue lights for astronaut Alan Shepard on the left-hand side. And as we come up on 3 minutes and 30 seconds. 3 minutes, 30 seconds and counting. The launch operations manager now has told Alan Shepard, we are go. And on behalf of the launch team, wishes him Godspeed. Alan Shepard came back and said, thank you very much. We'll give it a good ride. 3 minutes, 13 seconds and counting. We'll be coming up on the automatic sequence shortly. Mark, we have launch sequence start. The automatic sequence is in, coming up in 3 minutes. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. We are still go at this time with Apollo 14. Skip Chauvin has just asked Lunar Module pilot Ed Mitchell to bring on the tape recorder on board the spacecraft. We're at 2 minutes, 46 seconds and counting. As we're on the automatic sequence, the various tanks in the Saturn V launch vehicle, those propellant tanks in all three stages begin pressurizing so that the propellants can be forced into the engine chambers at the appropriate time. Coming up 2 minutes, 30 seconds and counting. Shepard has been alerted that he will be making his final guidance checks shortly. Second stage LOX tank beginning to pressurize at 2 minutes and 20 seconds and counting. Still go at this time. Two minutes, 10 seconds, we are still go. We have taken the environmental control system off external. We've gone on internal with the environmental control of the spacecraft. 2 minutes and counting, we are still go. The tanks in the Saturn V still continuing to pressurize. The sequence for the ignition of those five engines in the first stage of the Saturn V will begin at 8.9 seconds. We're now 1 minute, 45 seconds and counting, still go with Apollo 14. We'll go on internal power in the Saturn V launch vehicle at the 50-second mark in the count. At ignition and liftoff, we'll have more than 7.5 million pounds of thrust pushing the space vehicle off the launch pad. This is the heaviest Saturn V space vehicle to be launched thus far. Coming up on the 1 minute, 20-second mark. 1 minute, 20 seconds and counting, still go at this time. Third stage tanks now are pressurized according to our status board here in the firing room. 1 minute, 10 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control, coming up in 60 seconds. Mark, T-minus 60 seconds and counting. Still go with the count. First stage tanks are now pressurized as our status board gives us a rundown on the automatic sequence. 50 seconds and counting. We've now gone on internal power on the internal batteries of the Saturn V as the count continues. 40 seconds and counting. Alan Shepard reports that he's performing his final guidance alignment, the final maneuver the astronauts perform before liftoff. 30 seconds and counting. Stu Russo just said, thanks, it's been a good count. 25 seconds and counting, we are still go. 20 seconds, guidance alert, the guidance system now going internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff with Apollo 14. 3 minutes past the hour. The tower is clear.
Houston is controlling.
Have good thrust on all five.
16 seconds. Pitch and roll program started. 14 maneuvering to a proper flight course.